at the Rising Billions. Disrupting tradition.
Always be closing.
Gaining exponential wisdom from street smart strategies.
I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible.
Free your mind. Nothing happens till something moves.
I'm a big fan of going all in on your strengths.
Create your blue ocean. Innovation and collaboration with competition.
Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Creating uncontested market space.
I worry that people don't tap into their strengths.
Wealth creation and a new economy entrepreneur.
There is a very thin dividing line between success and failure.
Witnessing unprecedented technology.
You can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold Show with Christopher Gumby and Alan Rich.
Hi, it's Christopher Cumby with Think Bold, Be Bold, here with my awesome co-host, Alan Witch, is in the house. What's going on, brother?
In the house, having a great morning, Christopher. How about yourself?
I am doing well, my friend. I am doing really well. And how's the great, I won't call it White North yet, but what's going on up there?
Are you talking about my head?
Yes, sir. You know it.
Oh, yeah. It's still gray. A little bit of white going on. No, man. We just have rain.
Just
have rain. A little bit of sunshine. No, no snow yet. But I would imagine the beach is pretty nice still.
The beach is beautiful. You know what they say, Alan? The sun is always shining behind the clouds, my friend. So, you know, relish it up. I always make a day a great day because, you know, we have a choice. And, you know, as cliche as that might sound, you know, the fact is that that's just how I think, brother.
Well, and you know what? When you level up every day, that's a good place to be because, you know, it's honest and real. You don't have to look over your shoulder and you don't have to be accountable to anybody else but yourself.
That is the truth. And
it's a nice place to be.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you know, let's face it. I have my bitch sessions, but I know where to bring my bitch sessions so that, you know, I can have someone slap me in the face and get me pointed in the right direction again. Thank you very much.
Hey, Mr. Midnight says amen to that.
Alan Witch has endured some of those. But, you know, at the end of the day, he just slaps me and says, hey, you know what? What are you focused on, brother? And today, bro, we've got an awesome show ahead. You know, actually, one of my favorite shows because I did the last show from the beach with our guest. And she's been crushing it.
She has. We've just been chatting about, you know, as we started out this morning here about the whole scene of, you know, and I want to say not just in the U.S., but globally, about the entrepreneur, you know, spirit and running and what's that really mean and the disheartening passions that some people are experiencing now because there's a lot of falsehood out in the marketplace. And, sure. You know, that falsehood now is starting to expose itself.
Sure.
And, you know, we're lucky we're able to have and explore and expose a number of great people on this show that are, in fact, leveling up, that are, in fact, really making a difference, a trackable, manageable, verifiable difference within their genre. And our guest is by no means an exception to that. How about we just dig right in? Does that sound good?
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Let's bring her.
You know, social media is a wonderful tool if it's used correctly for the right reason. And you can use social media just to have fun. I'm not saying that you can't. That's fantastic. It's great. It's a great tool out there. But if you already want to make a difference in exposing something really good and something that has real value that you know is going to benefit the masses, then social media is a great way to do that, especially when you are able to you know, dial it into a particular market that you want to serve, that you want to make better, and that you've had some great experience in and you want to elevate. And our guest today has done that. The National Association of Record Industry Professionals gave her a position, well, she earned it, on the board of directors, which is fantastic. She's the number one social power influencer in Houston, Texas. And get this, Huffington Post just named her as one of 50 women entrepreneurs to follow in 2017. So I'm not going to say any more about her. We're going to bring her back on for round two, edition number two Madeline Sklar, welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold podcast show.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you bringing me back. I love that intro. I'm quite honored to be here. Love your podcast.
We love what you're up to. And, you know, listen, it was only a short time ago that you were on the show. We were talking about Twitter and all the amazing insight that you were giving us and our audience, and little golden nuggets, you know, to utilize and grow our following and grow our message and, you know, to Alan's point, grow our businesses. And obviously appreciated a lot of that. And you've been busy. and to say the least, you got some recognition from some incredible sources. I want to talk about that because the fact is, you know, we got, you know, sort of briefing before we got on air here. And it sounds like you weren't really expecting a lot of that. It just happened. So let's bring us all up to speed here. Let's get our audience familiar.
Yeah, I mean, I just work my butt off. It's what I do. I get on Twitter and I'm on it all the time.
24/7, I think, because I get stuff from still from you at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I do. Sometimes when I'm up, you know, first of all, I'm a night owl. And I really get pissed when people say, oh, you have to get up early and you have to do this if you want to get business and blah, blah, blah. Look, I've come to realize after 20 years of being an entrepreneur, being self-employed, yes, some people are great doing the early morning thing, and some of us do better later in the day and in the evening. And sometimes I am crushing it at 2 a.m., and there's nothing wrong with that. So for those of you listening that are entrepreneurs and you're tired of hearing everybody say, hey, you have to do the early morning thing to be a real entrepreneur, that's not the case. Even Gary Vaynerchuk has talked about this. He has a video ranting about this. You know, we all can find that sweet spot of where we are most productive. And I'm here to say that night owls can totally rock it. And so, yes, you're going to sometimes see a tweet at 3 a.m. like, oh, my gosh, does Madeline ever sleep? But I work really hard. You know, I really have this philosophy of if you work hard, you're going to reap the rewards. And too many times people want the rewards right now. I get young entrepreneurs reaching out to me all the time saying, what's your secret? What did you do? I'm like, dude, I've been doing this for 20 years. Like, I'm not this overnight sensation. I mean, I've been in the music business for 20 years. I did a pivot last year because I wanted to go from being the rock star social media person in the music business to being the rock star social media person in general with all the big names like the Mari Smiths and the Kim Garths and the Gary Vaynerchuks. And I just niched down on Twitter. And a lot of people are not into that. They are like, why would you niche down on Twitter? You should be on Snapchat with everybody. That's the place to be right now. Well, I use all of these. I mean, no doubt. I use every social media platform and I teach them all. But I love Twitter, and I tell people I get most of my business from Twitter. And so many people look at me like, what? Like, how do you do that? Well, you know, if you learn the platform and utilize all the features, you know, I was just on another podcast right before this talking about, you know, features that are so underutilized. People are not utilizing the Twitter polls. Twitter polls are a great way to know your audience. You know, I'm always asking my audience, you know, before I do a new Twitter course, like I ask them, you know, what do you want to learn about with Twitter? And give them a multiple choice question thing on as a poll on Twitter. And I get advice that helps me tremendously. You know, back in the old days, how did we do surveys? We had to go sit people down, right? Mm-hmm. And then it became, oh, I could do this form. What was it? SurveyMonkey, right? The free form you do online. Well, now you can just do a Twitter poll and learn about your audience and find out what their needs are. So there's so many things that are underutilized. So what I do is that I use everything at my disposal so that I can connect with people. And by doing this every day and being consistent day after day, those accolades start coming in. People want to interview me. People want to put me on their list. You know, 50 most women, must follow women entrepreneurs from Huffington Post. I had no idea about that. That just came out of left field.
I knew it. I called them.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, right.
I appreciate that, Alan. You are so awesome.
That's right. Hey, you talk about consistency, and you know, you're a 20-year overnight success, which I love. Because you know, the fact is, folks, you just have to stay consistent with things, and you know, pick your platforms. But you really got into learning what Twitter can do. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize, is that you just have to accumulate more knowledge, level up your skill sets, and then you'd be surprised at the things that'll find you along that journey. As Madeline just, you know, admitted to, had no idea that, you know, Huffington, one of the largest online, you know, blogs and news feeds, caught wind of her movement and the things that she stayed consistent with. And just really, it sounds like, Madeline, you had your head down working.
That's absolutely what it was. I don't focus on, oh, what medals can I win? What can I be the top at? I have my head to the ground listening, and also my head buried into my computer, working my butt off. And it's all about working hard and helping people. And along the way, you're going to build up the accolades. I mean, I got another one that was really cool recently from Buffer.
Hey, Madeline, yes. I want to interrupt you just a second.
Sure.
What you're talking about is wonderful, but it's a really key point I want to be able to talk about really quick and make note of. You put your head down and you work your ass off, but you work your ass off smart. There's a lot of people that are working their ass off out there, but they're not working smart. You've got to understand your market. You've got to understand what they need. You got to understand who they are, where they come from, what's missing. And you have done that, and it's paying off. So I just wanted to say that's a great example of working smart in your market.
Absolutely. Anyway, absolutely. My motto all these years, my 20 years being an entrepreneur, my motto that I drill into anybody I work with, whether it's a coaching, consulting client, whoever I'm working with, I drill into their head, work smarter, not harder. It's very simple, but it's very powerful. And so that's what I'm always doing. What can I do to work smarter, not harder?
So tell us about Buffer. You're right in the middle there.
So, you know, I have my own podcast, Twitter Smarter Podcast, where I bring on guests and we talk about Twitter tips. And just recently, Buffer named my podcast as one of the top social media podcasts, which, you know, another one that came out of left field. They did a list of 9 of the very best social media marketing podcasts. And we're talking podcasts with Jay Baer. We got Mike Stelzner's social media marketing podcast. We got Gary V's Ask Gary V show, all these big ones. And then they put in my Twitter Smarter podcast. So I was extremely honored to
great
get that accolade.
Great company, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
You know, you talk about Gary, and you know, the fact is Gary, you know, talks about, you know, all the stuff he's been working on. You know, people don't realize he's been doing this a long time. He just stayed consistent. He works hard. He's doing things that, you know, while other people are, you know, doing other things other than their business, growing their business, he's at it, building it, and he's earned, you know, that right out there. So big shout out for Gary. I love his attitude and great company. I mean, your environment that you've put yourself in is, you know, constitutes the fact that you've been, you know, doing exactly that, working hard, working smart, along that way, and making sure that, you know, you're helping people, and it's the giver's gain, right?
Absolutely. And I think I'm like a female version of Gary Vaynerchuk. I mean, so much of what he talks about is I do. You know, when he talks about, he's up at 3 a.m. learning the newest app that came out, or the newest, you know, the next big thing. That's how I am. I'm always like learning everything. How can this help me? How can this help my clients? How can this help the masses? You know, I'm just all over that. And I don't pay so much attention to what is the competition doing. I just work on myself. And what can I do to help people? I focus on that. And that's why I keep my head to the ground, working, and it's going to pay off. You know, if you're consistent with it, you're going to get those accolades. You know, I got invited, since I spoke to you guys last, I also got invited to speak on Mike Stelzner's social media marketing podcast, which is a big, big podcast on social media marketing, and he had me come on and talk about Twitter chats. And another interesting thing I did this year is I niched down in my niche. I niched the niche. That's kind of like a tweetable, right? I niched the niche. And so what I did is, here I've been doing Twitter marketing, and everybody now knows me as the Twitter marketing expert, which is awesome. But I really started focusing a lot on Twitter chats. I've been running Twitter chats every week for over 5 years.
Love it.
And people know me for my Twitter Smarter chat I do right now, which I've been running for over a year, but people don't necessarily know I've been doing them for 5 years. So I have a lot of experience with it. So I started getting asked to speak about that on podcasts and with online presentations and things like that. So yeah, I've been really focusing, niching the niche. I even put out an online training course on teaching people how to start their own Twitter chat.
I love it. Madeline, you are the Maddie V.
Maddie V.
The Maddie V. The female Gary V out there. I love that, because the fact is, why not put yourself in that company, because he's crushing it and he's helping a lot of people and he's so honest and authentic and real.
Yes.
And, you know, we had that discussion just a little while ago. You know, as much as social media has, you know, changed the landscape of people that have been authentic, built businesses prior to jumping on social media, or, you know, writing a book, or, you know, doing a podcast, like the three of us, we've done business, we've done traditional business, we've migrated into the online world, we're, you know, having a podcast, we're coaching people, we're building things up and providing information. And we talked about the fact that there's an ugly side of things as well, because, you know, anybody that just wants to start, you know, calling it fake it till you make it, is popping up all over the place. So, you know, yes, folks in our audience, make sure you really do your research. You know, it's easy to do. Just double check. I like calling it the double filtration system. You know, I listen to people, what they say. I look at who it's coming from, and then I look at, you know, what they're saying. So it's sort of that double filtration that I use to authenticate and make sure that I'm, you know, following someone who's got information that basically is going to share with me, that's going to help me level up, not someone that just read a bunch of books and then just jumped on and decided they're an expert on things. So
right.
Appreciate you know, Madeline, because she's, you know, she's told you, you know, this has been 20 years in the making, and obviously there's so much more that's coming down your way, Madeline. And, you know, I just want to throw out a big kudo for you, because you're rocking it out. I love it. I love you. And you're just an incredible person. I follow you on Twitter all the time. And I just love what you're doing.
Thank you, Christopher. I really appreciate it. And, you know, that point you just made about, you know, people that like read a book, they go to a conference, now they call themselves a social media expert. I went through this 20 years ago with web design. I was one of the first web designers in Houston. I started my own business in 1996 doing web design before most people knew what a .com was. And same thing happened there. About 2 years later, Microsoft Front Page came out and people bought this, you know, cheap program, right? And it did websites for you. You didn't have to know code. And everybody started calling themselves web designers. And all of a sudden, people were getting bad advice because people were out there doing stuff that they didn't really know.
Sure.
And the same thing is happening in social media. We're going through this period right now where people are calling themselves social media experts because they know how to tweet. They know how to use Facebook. And they're usually the younger generation, you know, the 20-somethings. And companies are hiring them because they don't know how to use social media. They figure the young ones know how to use it. And they're calling themselves, they're doing the fake it till you make it. And then what happens, and this happened with the web design thing, it all comes crashing down. And then they contact me and say, we're a mess right now. We need help, and we should have contacted you from the start. So please help us. You know, that happens a lot because, you know, people are doing this that really should not be putting themselves out there like that. Because, yeah, you can't read a book and now think you're an expert. Here's how I've done it. And I know Gary Vee does the same thing. I'm going to keep referring to, you know, yes, I'm the female Gary Vee.
We know who's listening.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. I live and do this.
Thanks, Gary.
Hey, he does pay. First of all, he follows me on Facebook. I mean, on Twitter, and he doesn't follow very many people. He has over 1 million followers. I think he only follows back like what, maybe 7 or 8,000.
Yeah, it's a very, very small percentage.
Like a real low percent. not here it is, 9,000. He follows me back. I met him at Social Media Marketing World earlier this year. And when I was shaking his hand and said, hey, I'm Madeline Sklar, and I'm one of the speakers here at the conference, he goes, I know who you are. I was like, oh my God, Gary Vee knows my name.
That's He knows my name.
That's pretty badass, man, to like sit here and like have him be like, in my eyes, he's like my virtual mentor, you know? But the thing is that I know a lot of people go, okay, I'm going to be like Gary Vee. And I think that's awesome. I don't do that. I just do what I do. And then I look at somebody like Gary Vee and go, oh, all this stuff he talks about, I'm already doing that. So I must be doing it right.
Right.
You know? You're being authentic.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I'm a big fan of, you know, quotes and things like that. And I come up with certain things, you know, on my own, but you know, one that really resonates with me and, you know, very appropriate for right now is when the input is dishonest, the outcome will be illogical. And that's what's going to happen to House of Cards, folks. When people are dishonest, it'll break down over time and it'll be exposed at some point. So make sure that if you're going to go do something and you're authentic, just tell people the truth, because the truth is better. And I would rather someone come and say, hey, you know, I've got this aspiration to be a coach or a consultant. I don't have a ton of experience, but I'm building myself up. I'm grabbing knowledge. I'm coaching with so-and-so. I'm leveling my knowledge and experience up, and I'm getting better and better. Could I work with you so that I can build my business? I would be much, I put it this way, I'd have a lot more empathy and compassion towards that, because that then goes something in my soul that says, I want to help this person.
Right. Right. Or a student. They're authentic. Right? They're real.
Right. Right. So, you know, folks, just remember that when the, you know, input is dishonest, the output is going to be illogical. It's not going to work. Because we work under laws, and you know, those universal laws are important, and the House of Cards will come crashing down. So anyway, I wanted to put that in there as we were talking about you know, this subject.
You know, I want to hang on that for just a minute. And I don't want to belabor it, and I don't want to beat it to death. Well, maybe I do, I don't know. There's a lot of talk right now out in the marketplace by some very, very big names, people that have, in fact, really actually made a huge difference. But there's also a kind of a side story to that, is that there's a coaching philosophy out there now that I think a lot of people are grabbing onto, which is exactly what we're talking about today, is you can data aggregate the wisdom of others and the success of others and put that in a package and market that. And you market that then as the person that, in fact, then does know what's going on. And I think that's a great way to learn. I think it's a great way to express it and offer resources and so forth. But it's not a way to put yourself in their shoes. It's not a way to be able to say, hey, look who I am because I can bring this information. Because all it does is it shows the facade behind you, and they want to know where the rubber meets the road. And I think it's okay to market that, to show that, to give that its value, that, hey, I'm entrenched, I'm learning. Here's what I found with the top 15, 20 people these last 2 years. Here's what I've been able to aggregate. Here's what I've been able to saint out to say, these are the tools and things that really make a difference. And here's some people that are doing it. Here's how they're doing it. Here's how I'm applying it. That's okay. But to come out and say that, you know, because you data aggregate the wisdom of others, that you are now the person to follow, I think is a big misnomer. And I think that's becoming, that's being called out now. I think there's a number of people that are experiencing that and finding the fallout from it. And because it's prompted of more than it is. And I think that's the challenge. So for all those of you out there that are data aggregating the wisdom of others, I commend you. That's awesome, because what you're doing is you're studying, you're learning. But understand that it's their wisdom, it's their scars, bumps, and bruises that are making that information. So learn from it and apply it and tweak it for yourself, but don't own it.
Exactly. And just go out and do your own, you know. Sure. Go out there and work your butt off and go get attention. You know, if you know the platform you're on, you work it diligently, consistently, you're going to get noticed. You got to do something to make yourself stand out from everyone else.
Absolutely. Right. And speaking of getting noticed, let's talk about Twitter. What's new? What's something that, you know, we can share, Madeline, that's going to, you know, help someone with, you know, exactly what we're talking about, leveling up their skill. What's going on in your world? What is going on in that horizon that you're working on?
Well, with me, I'm putting together online courses. I think that is a great way to expand your business, to, you know, showcase your talents. So I've been focusing on teaching people different aspects of Twitter. You know, I've got a course of just, you know, Twitter Smarter Masterclass where I'm, teaching people how to better use Twitter. I've got one on how to do Twitter chats. I'm in the process of building two more, one that's Twitter, one that's on entrepreneurship. I think entrepreneurs, you've got skills, you've got talent. I think online training courses is where everybody should move towards because that is a great income stream.
Love it. I'm actually on your website as we speak. And, you know, for those listening in.
Twitter Masterclasses.
Yeah, MadelineSklar, .com, MadelineSklar.com. And you'll be able to check out all the stuff. Sorry, Alan, what did you say?
No, I was saying you've got your masterclass. You got a number of classes. But what I really got... Your social artifacts are great, and social artifacts and public artifacts are in a way that people really understand and follow and know you, and your branding and your artifacts match. And I think that's the key thing right. that people really need to understand is that your branding matches from platform to platform. The way you present it, the colors that you use, the type that you use, but also the message that you use is very consistent.
And that is so, that's so important. It's so important. This is where I see a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of business owners fail is that branding is so important. And so, yes, you can look at my website and then go look at my social media sites and see that consistency. I have an amazing graphic designer. And so I had her create this so that wherever you go online, you're going to see those colors and you're going to see the same headshot. And so when you go over to my Facebook page, you're going to immediately identify and go, oh, I know that's Madeline Sklar. I know her from Twitter. And right. now I see her on Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever, you know, Snapchat, all these different platforms, but you've got to have great branding. And too many people are going cheap and they're doing it themselves. And we can always tell when you do it yourself. And so it's always best to spend a little bit of money. It's an investment and put a little money behind it and make something look incredible. When I was going to Social Media Marketing World earlier this year, now mind you, this is the largest conference for social media marketers. I was going to be a presenter for the first time there. And I knew that a lot of people were going to go to my website because I was getting a lot of exposure through their right. community. And so it was time to go and update it. And it's something that I think everybody should go and audit your online branding at least once a year and see if you can freshen it up or get something new. Mine needed freshening up. So I hired my graphic designer to just create all this, you know, nice look and feel. And it has worked so well for me, guys. I mean, when I was at that conference, people were telling me how nice my website looked, how nice my Twitter looked, everything.
I love it. I'm looking at it now.
It looks professional.
Yeah, I'm balancing between all of them.
Yeah, it's so consistent. Well done, easy to follow, and you know, kudos to that. I mean, you know, listen, Madeline, you realized as well that you had to level up a bit, right? And yes. as you're moving along, you're gaining all these new tips and ideas, and you're reaching out and you're finding some really cool platforms, or better yet, technology that's going to help you as you move along. So I love what you did. I really do. It's nice and clean. It's easy to follow. And, you know, again, folks, check out MadelineSklar.com and you'll see for yourself that it's a great looking site, and it might give you some ideas, you know, what you can do to your business. And to Madeline's point, find some people that can help you. I mean, there's lots of great resources out there. And you know, you don't have to break the bank to do this stuff either, right, Madeline? I mean, you know, quite frankly, you can start at least somewhere and then, you know, build upon that as you're bringing in new business or new opportunities.
Absolutely. Here's what I did, because you're so right. I mean, you know, it's very easy to break the bank, and I didn't have a lot of money to spend, but I looked at my website and it needed freshening up. I went to my graphic designer, who's amazing, by the way, highly recommend her. And I said, okay, can we start over and make me a beautiful custom website, or should we just take what I have and make it look better? So we looked at that. We looked at the budget. It was significantly less to just work with what I had. And so, you know, I already have the structure. I already have the bones in place. You know, it's a WordPress site. Right. So the back end was fine. We didn't need to change it. So she just updated the colors and the headshots and the headers and everything. And it just made it like, it's like night and day. It was
right,
like night and day.
So speaking of your graphic designer, can we give her a shout out? Let's give her a shout out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Her name is Sonia Gregory, and her company is called Fresh Sparks. So freshsparks.com. And I've been working with her for about a year and a half now. She came on my Twitter chat and fell in love with it, and came up with some ideas of how to use really nice graphic images to promote my chat. So it went from me doing my own graphics on Canva, and I'm not a very good graphic designer, to her designing something that was amazing. And it was the start of what is now the look and feel on my website, because what she created was these colors, the blue and the orange, and my headshot to promote my Twitter chat. And then that's when I said, hey, can we take that for the look and feel for my website and my social media? So it didn't break the bank. It gave me a better presence online, so that when I'm going, because listen, if you're starting to go to big conferences and you're on Twitter chats and getting, you know, people are looking at you, they're going to go to your website. They're going to want to learn more about you. And if your website is not up to par, it could be the difference between them hiring you and not hiring you. You got to have something that looks really professional. Since I redid my website, I've gotten more business easily because it looks better. It looks more professional.
Absolutely. And thanks. Big shout out, Sonia. Great job. You know, fantastic. So check out freshsparks.com. Is that right?
Yes, freshsparks.com.
You got it. Alan, where are we going with Madeline? This show is awesome. I love these types of shows, and especially when guests come back on, you know, that we had. And go back and check it out, folks. If you haven't listened to the first show, Madeline gives so much amazing golden nuggets in that show. And obviously, it's a recap of where she was just only a short few months ago, and the amazing things that have happened in her life as she's continuously and obviously, as a great student, leveling up her experience and moving forward and constantly getting out of that comfort zone. Because will you agree, and Alan, I know I asked you to do something, but I'm going to ask one quick question. Madeline, wouldn't you agree that, you know, if you get out of your comfort zone, you build up, and then you get back into the comfort zone, if you're not too careful with things, you slip, it's a slippery slope.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I live by, it's a mindset I live by every single day, is ready, fire, aim. And this is a way to get out of your comfort zone and to make things happen. So many times what we do is, you know, let's say we come up with an idea for an online training course. You come up with the idea and then you write it out and you perfect it and you perfect it. And you know, like we get stuck in it because we're afraid to pull the trigger. Because when you pull the trigger, it's now out there. And then we worry about, are people going to look at it? Are people going to buy it? Is anybody going to pay attention to me? So people hold back. So what you want to do is put it together, pull the trigger, just go for it, and then tweak it, perfect it as you go. So with my online training course, my Twitter Smarter Masterclass, I launched it 3 years ago. And what I did is I had an outline of like what I want, you know, I had the name of the course, I had an outline, it was going to be a 4-week training course. But before I put all that time and effort of creating every module for it, I posted it on Facebook and I posted it on Twitter, and I had it so that they could sign up and pay money. And at the time, that particular class was like $100, and immediately 4 people signed up. Wow. I was like, okay, this is viable. So I went ahead and created the course as I went through the 4-week training course. I built it as I did it.
Nice.
And that's
I love it.
That's
I would
key.
I would like to see, and I challenge entrepreneurs out there to whatever it is that you want to be doing next, an online training course, launch a podcast, launch a Twitter chat. You have to just go for it and pull the trigger. One of my colleagues started a Twitter chat earlier this year. I saw that nobody was doing a Twitter chat on Snapchat. So to me, she's a Snapchat expert. She was always helping me with Snapchat. And I said, you got to do this. So she came up with Chat Snap. So Snapchat backwards. So Chat Snap is the hashtag.
I like it.
But she was afraid to pull the trigger. Like I was encouraging her. I was basically being her mentor. And it was about a week before it was supposed to launch and she wasn't promoting it. And I was promoting it for her and I was helping her out. So I said, Christy, why aren't you promoting it? This is your chat. What's going on? She told me she had this fear. She was afraid to pull the trigger because it started running through her mind. Is anybody going to show up? Is it going to be a ghost town? I said, look, get your friends, get your colleagues. They'll come on that first chat. You just invite them, make sure they're there, and just pull the trigger and go for it. And so she pulled the trigger and has turned out to be one of the biggest Twitter chats out there right now. It is so popular.
I love it.
It's amazing. She even has a huge guest this week, Sean Duras, who's like one of the top Snapchat users. He's like one of those YouTubers, Sean Duras, big deal guy. And he's going to be on her chat this week. So she pulled the trigger and she went for it. So ready, fire, aim. It needs to be the philosophy. So whatever you guys are working on, pull that trigger, just do it and tweak it as you go. I know it can be hard, but just go for it. And you're going to reap the benefits.
Well, and that's another thing that really separates those between, you know, those that do and those that aggregate.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to get off my soapbox for a while. but I think it what you're talking about is extremely important. And, you
Absolutely.
Know, we've all, you know, created things like that. And, you know, the mastery of asking, you know, understanding your market, knowing what's out there, knowing what's not out there, and then filling the need, not only what they ask for, but what you're seeing the need in the market. And when you offer that, you don't have to have all this, like you said, you have to have all the answers right up front.
That's right.
You know where it's going. You have the knowledge. You have the resources. You have the experience. Patent, you know, the recipe can be anything it needs to because you have all the ingredients. But don't think that you have to. You know, I was of the same philosophy of your friend there a couple of years ago. You know, I had to have it all done, all the I's dotted and all the T's crossed. So it's not really true. You don't have to have that. If you have the expertise and you have the knowledge and you can build it as you go. And I think that's a great thing because you can modify it and shift and tweak it to be able to accommodate really where you're at. Talk about niche and Dan, you can really do that when you're building it as you go. So
pressure makes diamonds. Pressure makes diamonds.
Absolutely. You don't have to have it all answered. You just don't, you know, it's a big thing. You're on fire, Madeline. You've got a lot of things going on. What's your tactic the next 45 days?
I'm still working on these online courses. My goal before the end of the year is to get two more courses up and running. I just want that to be a big part of what it is I'm doing these days. I want people to see that not only am I a podcaster and hosting an awesome Twitter chat, but that I'm really building up the training that I do because I can help people in so many areas of social media. And I want them to see that not only can I help with Twitter, but I can help with other social media platforms. So I'm really just niching down on education. That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. For those that are out there that might find that Madeline is a little harder to get a hold of now is that she's putting her nose down. She's getting rubber meets the road. She's doing what she's coaching. She's doing what she's consulting, and she's creating something new. So if she's not 100% present at all places at all times, you'll know why, because she's got her head down and she's creating for you.
But she's got that passive, truly passive approach to, 2017. Because you're busy. You're actually speaking, a lot lately, right? I mean, you're getting invited to bigger conferences and talking about all this. So, of course, to keep the revenue moving while you're doing and making other revenue other places, why not have the multiple stream? And, how's that been working for you, Madeline? Because, I would imagine that's what –
that's what's exciting.
Absolutely. You know, when you're an entrepreneur, you have to do the multiple streams of income. That's how it works. And the online courses have become a really nice stream. And I'm using a platform that's called Thinkific. So Thinkific. So I highly recommend
post that as well.
Yeah, it's just thinkific.com. I highly recommend. There's like Teachable, and of course there's Udemy. I think Udemy is not a great it was great for a while, but now it's just so saturated that if you have some training you want to put out and you think, oh, I'll do Udemy because they got the built-in audience, well, they don't pay very well and it's just too saturated now. So I think if you've got the knowledge, put it out yourself, but you need a platform that's behind it, that runs it. And I looked at all of them and I went with Thinkific, and it's so easy to do. So you can go over to, I have a place there where it has all my courses, and I have a bit.ly link. Can I give out that bit.ly link?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So it's bit.ly, bit.ly/Madeline's classes. I make it real easily. So Madeline's with an S on the end. So Madalyns classes. And that will take you to where right now I just have the two courses, but I plan to have two more up. And here's what's interesting. So one of the new courses I'm putting up, because this goes back to what I was saying before, you want to get that social proof, right? So I put it out there, 4 people immediately bought. And so I knew I was onto something and finished creating it. So I was a speaker earlier this year with a group called Social Media Marketing Society. So it's just another arm to Social Media Examiner, Social Media Marketing World, all of that. They had me come speak, and the topic of my presentation was how to get creative with your tweets. And basically it was just me showing all the different types of tweets that basically you go to my Twitter. And if you go to my Twitter, you see I have motivational quotes, I have stuff I'm promoting, I've got all these articles I'm sharing about social media, about Twitter. It's a really interesting timeline of tweets. So I developed a presentation for that. It was very well received to this community. It was like a closed community. So that's going to be one of the new courses I'm going to put together over at Thinkific, because I already have the social proof. People have given me great reviews on it in that community. So I'm going to make it available to the public. I'm going to go record it, you know, on my, you know, like that was recorded for them. I'm just going to record a new one of it. And that's going to be one of my new ones. And I'm going to put also a course out on entrepreneurship, a little short class on, you know, my 20 years of entrepreneurship and what I've learned, what lessons I've learned along the way. So Thinkific is a great platform for getting a stream of income. In addition to like what I'm doing, coaching, consulting, I've got, you know, a lot more presentations I'm doing, getting asked to speak at events. But at the end of the day, guys, I am on Twitter, you know, buried deep, reading tweets, communicating with people. I am on there 24/7, because all the success that we're talking about that I've had all goes back to me being on Twitter.
Love it.
Sweet. I like it. Consistency.
Very
trackable. Provable.
And transparency.
Very
transparent. You know,
as usual, I mean, we're chatting here and the time's just clicking by. I mean, it's
always does.
It always does. Yeah. I know. Always last time it did
so
too.
Fast. But you know, we want to you know, round it up here. We want to let you go and get you onto your day. But Chris, what's the last thing, or the next to last thing we want to chat with Madeline about?
Well, Madeline, you know what, we always love to end the show, and typically Alan will talk about, you know, what do you suggest for people to go out there and do today that can just really make an impact on their own lives? And you know what we call, you know, a bold move. What can you share that, you know, might be something that's very helpful to our audience and those listening in later on?
Oh, I have one. Believe me, I'm good with this stuff. So here's a challenge for everybody. And this is a bold move, and you will get results. I want everybody to get onto their Twitter, make sure your profile is amazing. Make sure you've got a great bio and a great headshot and everything. Make sure it's perfect. And then I want you to go out there and I want you to find five people in your industry today. Go find five people and I want you to reach out to them. I want you to look at their tweets and see, is there something they tweeted that you can respond to and use it to start a conversation? Or maybe there's something in their bio that connects with you. Maybe it says that they're into biking and you're into biking, and then now you've got something to connect you with. Just go find five people. And I want you to find people that could help you in business, like, you know, the Gary Vaynerchuks and the not the unreachable, like people that are active on Twitter, that if they're active, you've got that opportunity. Like they'll, you know that they're going to see you in the notification. So reach out to them and just start a conversation. Do five people and then get bold and do five more people tomorrow. And just get in this habit of listening and then speaking and connect. And you will be amazed at the results you get. Now, not everybody's going to respond. And some people might look at you like you're crazy. But you're going to make real connections and you are going to help elevate your business by doing this. So I would love to see this. I would love for you to tweet me and tell me what kind of results you're getting at Madeline Sklar, and let's start a revolution. Let's like get out there and let's all kick butt together.
Sounds good. Let's do it. Let's document that. And, let's bring it back. Get you on the show again after some time, and we'll present that. That's awesome.
I love it. I love it. Let's do it.
Well, we love having you on the show, Madeline. You're always a pleasure. You're always great to listen to. You've got such a great attitude, and you know, it's who I want to hang out with. And you know, I appreciate you coming on the show for sure.
It's my pleasure, Christopher. Thank you so much. And Alan, too. I really appreciate it. I love what you guys are doing. I love your podcast. And I mean, I could sit here all day long and chat with you guys.
Oh, well, that feels good. Gave me a nice chill. What about you, Alan?
Yep. I got goosebumps.
All right, Madeline. Thank you so much. Alan, always lots of fun with you, my friend.
Likewise, right at you. Madeline, great. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for giving us, again, some of your time. Audience, thank you so much for listening. Chime in. Let us know if there's something we've sparked. Is there something you really want us to talk about or something you don't want us to talk about? Let us know. We do have ears and we do watch and listen. So, Christopher, as usual, it's great working with you on this cast. We're growing. We're going live soon.
Yes, so, we are. And we'll get Madeline back for that.
Yeah, and Madeline, we're gonna have you on for that if you like.
I would love that.
And we'll incorporate a Twitter chat for that. I mean, we'll have Madeline do the Twitter chat, and we'll keep things rolling on the live and have people call in. We're really excited about that, Madeline. So stay tuned. We'll make sure you're obviously going to be one of our first guests on the show. So we're really excited about that.
Sounds great. Count me in.
All right. Alrighty. Well, wouldn't be a show, folks, without me saying, do something nice for someone today.